That was
me and Mrs. Jones.
Marvin Gaye.
A lovely Valentine's Day piece there from Source FM.
It's such a lovely song.
Mm.
I reckon an instrumental of that would be so amazing.
Have you got an instrumental?
No, I don't.
Knowing you, you've got a dubstep instrumental.
No, I don't. I actually don't, mate. And it's a big shame, and I want to listen to an instrumental, because it's just so... I can imagine driving at night.
In America, the rain, New York.
Yeah, the rain's pouring on my thing, and I've got that just, like, really loud. And I can't hear the car.
And you crash into a reservoir.
And Mrs. Jones is sitting to the left of me, and we're having a great time.
I thought you were going to say something else then.
No,
mate.
So, Jack, we've got quite a few things to talk about on the show today.
Yes, we do.
This evening. And none of them are Valentine's Day related.
Because, okay, we're just going to say it now. Valentine's Day is over for us.
No, we're
not going to talk about it.
We've got the tunes for the couples.
Yeah, we haven't got... But we're not going to talk about it.
No, because I can't be bothered.
No. What can you say about Valentine's Day?
Doesn't interest me, guys. It just
doesn't interest me. What can you say about Valentine's Day?
So I've got, you know, something to talk about on conspiracies.
Oh, really?
And I've got a couple of funny news items as well to read to
you. I've got a couple of funny news items.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so weird.
That's so weird, man.
I've got a really funny local news item as well, so we can fill in our local
produce. That's great stuff. Should we play Ron in the Deep, Jamie XX rework?
No.
I'm going to play it anyway. There's a fire starting in my heart.
Quality tune there.
Big tune from Jamie XX.
Is it finished yet?
Out on XL Recordings.
So, who's mentioned that tune? Adele.
Who is
Guess
Adele,
who got
Jack? Who is Adele?
She's a fat person who is allowed to sing.
Wow.
What?
No, she's great. I really like Adele.
Really?
And I do. Don't you?
No.
You don't like her?
I'm going to read you something.
News, I really enjoy Adele.
Breaking news here. Adele is planning a 5-year break from music.
Really?
Hallelujah.
Why?
Hallelujah.
Why? How do you know that?
Because she wants to focus on her relationship.
What relationship? Relationship?
The one with her boyfriend. The one with her boyfriend.
Why don't you like Adele, man? What have you got against her?
Because she's so ubiquitous these days. Any emotion that was in the original song has now been dissipated into the atmosphere because the amount of times it's been played. Do you not think?
Yeah, I agree with you there, but they are still great songs.
You know, the thing is,
good songwriting.
Even when she comes back after 5 years, 21 will still be top of the album charts.
True.
And that's a sad thing.
Well deserved.
Yeah.
It's good.
No, it's not well deserved.
Mate, I'm glad
music.
It's not Skrillex or something like that who's the number. Although Skrillex won 3 Grammys, which I'm pissed off about.
I don't really care about Skrillex, to be honest.
Skrillex won 3 Grammys when he basically just like copied a genre and made it awful.
Copied a genre?
Yeah.
He spans the genres.
He spans the genre. He extended the genre into
somewhere
it shouldn't go.
Really?
And
was that dubstep?
No, it's awful. And he got a Grammy, 3 Grammys for it.
I would argue the genre as a whole is terrible anyway.
Oh, yeah, you can shut up there, can't you?
Yeah, but it's true.
Adele won 6 of them sweet Grammys, didn't she?
No, she looked like she was going to drop some of them.
Why can't I hold all these Grammys?
Yeah, I saw that as well.
It's quite impressive, though. And I'm glad it's a British person. Aren't
are you?
You?
So yeah. You're racist as well?
How's that racist?
You don't want anyone not British or anything?
No, that's oh, what's the word?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Fear of foreigners.
We're gonna get it when the song starts as well.
Well, we'll play Wake Up by Arcade Fire while we think of the word.
Oh, let's do it.
Yeah, all right, xenophobia.
Xenophobia, yeah.
40 days and 40 fights. Badly Drawn Boy with a wonderful tune. I don't know if that's in the About a Boy film. But
I don't know, but it's certainly a very rubbish film. No, it's a good film.
Yeah, Hugh Grant's always shit in all
Who's
the films.
Who's Hugh Grant?
Is he called Hugh Grant?
Yeah, but you said Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant.
Hugh
Grant.
He's not a very good actor, is he?
No.
He's the same in every film as well.
He does the same bumbling Englishman in every single film.
Oh, and Prime Minister.
What?
It's a film where he's a Prime Minister.
Love Actually,
yeah.
Yeah.
Haven't seen it.
Oh, well, so do you want to come in for coffee, yeah?
Coffee, yeah. I have royalties.
What?
That's in About a Boy. He earns all his money off royalties, doesn't he?
Oh yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't really remember that very well.
It's a good film.
So Finn, let's get off this dying tangent.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Talk about our bad injuries.
Injuries.
I think I'll talk about mine because yours is worse.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
I have a hole in my eardrum.
Oh, ow. Oof. Now, does it hurt or does it just feel weird?
When I first got it, I put my head underwater and it kind of...
Was that in the bath or something?
Yeah, and the water kind of attacked my eardrum.
Ooh.
Is that...
How do you reckon you got it? Do you reckon it was diving or something?
Yeah, I remember in the summer when me and you went to someone's house and went to the pool.
Yeah.
And I did an awesome dive where I kind of like flipped underwater.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I came out, I was like, ow, my ear.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was it.
Maybe when you're in Spain, though, did you not go swimming then?
Yeah, but I didn't feel like that because the first time I properly like... You know when you lose your ears and you suddenly can't balance properly?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you lost your ears quite a lot.
I lost my ears are always going missing.
Ears.
And
always end up in the last
just
place.
Just the worst thing.
I know.
I did something, I think, maybe more gruesome, not as annoying.
Not as long term.
I cut the end off my finger with a Stanley knife. Great fun. Really good fun. It was quite funny. My dad put on the end of my finger and wrapped it in a plaster, and I went off to college to hand in my art coursework. And when I got there, they were like, yeah, you need to go to A&E because it was bleeding so much.
And then you stained your art coursework with blood and you got an A because of the emotion.
There was blood in my art coursework, and I had to get someone to stick some stuff in. So I get blood everywhere.
You could use your blood as glue.
Nah.
And was that the same day that we went to see a warhorse?
No, that was the day after. So I handed my work in on a Tuesday.
We're going to talk about warhorse later because...
It was the same day. Same day, yeah. And I had to go to the doctors, and the end of my finger died, so I couldn't put it back on. So
died?
Yeah.
What, you had the bit of the end of your finger?
Yeah.
Oof.
And,
did you eat the end of your finger?
No, I didn't actually. No, they threw it in the bin straight away.
Ugh, that's horrible.
But the nurse is quite stupid. No, I can't. It's under a plaster. The nurse is pretty stupid when she in A&E, because she put this thing on which attached to the wound. And so when I had to get it redressed,
oh god,
it pulled off so much more skin. It was disgusting.
Oof, did it hurt?
Yeah, loads.
Did you cry?
I didn't actually cry because it, like, after a while it just goes numb because like you've lost all the nerves at the end.
Mm.
So yeah.
So I could punch. It's like I'd smash your finger now.
No, it really hurts now.
Oh,
if I hit it, it's the most painful thing I've ever experienced in my life. I'm not even joking.
Wow.
I've done it so many times. Like if I'm in a car and I'm doing up the on one of those manual. Mm. Window winders hit like the dash or something like that. So painful. But
you've had a very sheltered life. That's the most painful thing that's ever happened.
Yeah. Well, no, I think maybe getting my foot caught on a bicycle spur was more painful.
Oh
yeah.
Bicycle spur. What, like when it's going round?
Yeah. That was when I was like really young though, like 8 in America.
Thank god we never have to go through childbirth.
Yeah, right. This is the Love Cats by Cure. Another Valentine's-y sort of song.
The is links you're making here.
Is it a Valentine's song?
No, but it's about love. It's got love in the title.
My heart bleeds for you. That's the.
Your
that's
finger
the
bleeds for me as well.
Yep. So.
That was Love Cats there by The Cure.
The Cure.
Source FM 96.1.
Yes, boy.
Sponsored by Current Cleverly Industries.
What would we do if we had an industry?
What do you mean?
What sort of industry would we be in?
Crank out films, games.
What? Yeah, I guess you're the scriptwriter. I'm the actor.
Yeah.
I'll act in all your films.
Yeah, because... Oh, I'm going to talk about you being an actor later. I'll talk about it now.
There's a director who has the same person acting in like every film. What's he called? What's the...
Steve McQueen. Michael Fassbender.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Do they do Shame?
Yeah, they're always like in... like.
But like Scorsese and De Niro, would you say?
Oh, and that, oh, I can't be bothered because it's rubbish radio, so I'm not going to bother
who
thinking
is
about it.
No, but, yeah, but, what? Go on, mate, you can do it. No, come on. I'll talk about Warhorse.
Life
you think
Aquatic
about
guy?
It.
No, maybe not.
I'll talk about Warhorse. So, me and Finn went to see Warhorse.
No, the guy with the nose and the long hair.
They do have noses, yeah.
And
Steve Buscemi.
And no. No, the guy.
So we went to see Warhorse.
Life Aquatic. Who does Life Aquatic?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I know Warhorse. I couldn't help thinking, what if Finn had got this part and I was watching it and watching Finn?
Yeah, because I auditioned for the film.
And so
I got asked to audition for Steven Spielberg.
By Steven himself.
film, and it's probably the proudest moment of my life.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't get
in. I didn't get in.
Yeah, you didn't get in.
I probably wrote down on the card, worst actor I've ever seen.
Because he was doing a really, really cornish accent. All right, mate.
It was really hard, because they were like, do a West Country accent. And it, the, right. the only one you can do is just like two over the top. Yeah. Like, that's my horse! And I couldn't do it, like, without sort of sounding like a complete dick.
Mm.
So it's kind of hard.
So that might be the reason why you didn't get it.
Yeah, probably.
But it kind of ruined the film for me, thinking of you playing the...
Yeah, same. I was like, the whole time I was thinking, what would I do in this scene? How would I act that?
But what did you actually think of the whole film?
It wasn't definitely not as good as the theatre production.
I haven't seen the theatre production.
Theatre production was so amazing with the...
But I thought it was a bit too broken up, because...
All the time.
Because there are little episodes. There's the bit with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
And suddenly he dies about 5 minutes after you've met him.
Yeah.
You're like, what a waste of an actor. And then those two German kids who die, and it's supposed to be a really sad scene, but you don't know anything about them, so you can't really emotionally engage with it.
Yeah. It's an odd...
Ensemble piece.
Ensemble. And it definitely worked better as a theatre production, I think.
But the best scene was the bit where they both went out of No Man's Land.
Yeah.
The cinematography of that was...
Apparently they use an animatronic horse.
Quite delightful.
They use an animatronic horse to...
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't CGI.
I thought they had a proper horse.
No, that was literally...
A real horse.
That was a robot horse.
With wire cutting across it.
It's quite good, though, for animatronics, isn't it?
Yeah. It looked real.
It did look real.
Almost like a film.
But I wouldn't... What would you say on the Rotten Tomato scale if you were reviewing it on that website?
63. No, 70. 70%.
70%, really?
Yeah, I'll check what it actually is. And
it's
see how it goes
I think
out.
It's probably like three out of five.
Really? What's it, 60%?
Yeah, something like that. But I don't think it's as good as everyone... I don't know, did anyone...
Well, I cried during it.
Yeah, you did cry. And
you
I almost
like,
cried at the theatre.
I didn't cry. No, I didn't cry, I'm a fine, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm fine,
no, man. I didn't cry.
Oh, I didn't cry. Was it a horse? I don't care about
it was
a horse.
It was just a horse, I don't know. Should we play Elvis Presley, I Just Can't Help Believing, and then get back to you on the Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah, cool, man.
Great. What a great song. Elvis Presley doing his thing.
Doing his thing.
Doing his thing up on that sweet stage.
You know what
that
I don't get?
In that sweet live version.
You know people believe that Elvis Presley faked his own death.
Yeah, why?
Why would he fake his own death by dying on the crapper?
It's not the best way to go, is it?
I mean, at least dive in front of a car to save a small child.
Yeah, yeah. Although he probably wouldn't be able to run in front of the car in the first place because he was so fat.
Yeah. No, but he was just putting on the weight so that he could make it look like he was dying, apparently.
Oh, really?
According to me.
According to you, yeah.
So, all right.
So, Jack, you've been looking at Rotten Tomatoes.
Finn, what do you think the review for Whore Horse is on Rotten Tomatoes?
Like... Half? 2.5?
No, it's a percentage.
50%?
50%. Add 25% to that, and then add 1%.
76%?
Yeah.
Is that customer ratings, or...?
No, from critics.
Oh, wow, so they did actually enjoy it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all right, then.
Technically superb, proudly sentimental, and unabashed old-fashioned war horse... Oh, unabashedly old-fashioned. War Horse is an emotional drama that tugs the heartstrings with Spielberg's customary flair.
So that's good.
So that shows what you know about movies, Finn.
Sorry, well, that was going on my own experience.
That's why I'm the director and you're the actor, because you don't know nothing and they're right and you're wrong, so...
I can't be an actor if I got turned down for a Spielberg film.
Yeah, but that just... He'll just go, oh, why didn't I get Finn Cleverley?
Oh, I know what I should get. I should get that Finn Cleverley guy.
That guy who I saw in the auditions.
He's the best at pretending. And the best at accents as well.
See, what you have to do with acting is you have to... pretend that you're someone and then make yourself believe that you're someone, and then you will say the lines as if they are your own.
Yeah.
And they've just come into your head.
Yeah, it's true.
That's pretty much what Marlon Brando did.
And I think I could pull that off. I already can, Jack.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen you act and I only laughed 5 times. Oh, me and Finn,
that's when I died in the bed for not eating much.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Was that when you had the stage kiss?
Yeah. When I died.
I remember whenever I go and see Finn perform, I always try and make him laugh.
Yeah,
by just staring.
You sit there, just like with the biggest grin on your mouth, and it's the most off-putting thing ever. But I still died alright.
I remember with the Stags and Hens one.
Yeah.
Your brother was there, and he said something like, "Well, that's not very believable."
Wow. So supportive.
Yeah.
I am actually quite pleased with my performance where I died, though. That one in the bed.
I don't remember it, to be honest.
Do you not remember?
Is that where you had the kiss?
I don't know.
With the girl in the bed with you?
Yeah, well, obviously.
I don't remember you dying.
I died halfway through.
No.
Yeah, I wasn't on for the rest of the
I was probably
play.
Laughing.
All right.
But anyway, I'm going to be directing Finn in a film soon, so watch that come out in an Odeon near you.
Yeah, Odeon.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to play Passenger by Iggy Pop and then talk about some
How's this related to Valentine's Day?
Because it's a love is a passage through life.
Safe.
Sorry about that one, guys. I thought...
That's one of Finn's guilty pleasures, guys.
I do. Jack, you heard me. I did all the words to that.
I know. You even did the actual speaking, yeah. Which no one else can hear.
Yeah, of course. Was I do love a bit of Justin.
Yeah, he is quite good.
He's actually good. I mean, he's joking, he's good.
He's gone on from the days when he was in NSYNC.
Yeah, and now he's...
In the social network.
Yeah.
And Friends with Benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. Finn, I've got a bit of a funny story for you here.
All right, go on and tell me.
Residents in the Isles of Scilly have complained about parking tickets given out on New Year's Day.
Yes, I heard about this.
Only to find that it was a prankster.
Did they Sergeant, make complaints to the policeman?
I don't know.
Did they, on the thing, did you read it on the Telegraph?
Hmm?
On the Telegraph?
No, I
don't
know.
They made complaints to the policeman.
Yeah, well,
There's more than one.
I've got something from the policeman here. Sergeant Colin Taylor told a local newspaper he was amused by the prank, but added it was a potentially harmful rumour that could erode trust in my not-so-heavy-handed approach to policing the Scillies. I'm not joking. I've never been to the Scillies, and I imagine it's a bit like Last of Summer Wine over there.
It's great. And
with someone going, like, rolling down a hill on his bike.
They said in that article that the policeman was not on duty on New Year's Eve.
As if, he's like, well, no,
it's
no
fine,
one was,
we don't need to be on duty.
No one was on duty that day, so it must not have been him.
I mean, and there's on the Isle of Tresco, there's a policeman which comes every Tuesday, I think. Yeah, that's what it is. That's so great.
There has been a murder. All right, I'll see you in a week.
I'll see you on Tuesday. I can't.
You've been to the Scilly Isles.
Yeah,
you went in the summer.
Quite a lot. I went in the summer. Cool voice then.
You went.
Yeah. Oh. And there apparently was actually a break in.
No way.
Which is the biggest crime they've had.
Is that the first? Is that the first?
Well, apart from
crime.
Someone stole a golf buggy.
Really?
Like joyrode it.
It's a bit like.
And then gave it back.
It's a bit like Hot Fuzz. Swans escaped.
Swans escaped. It's literally like that. Except for there's no murders.
No. Or a serious, a deadly cult.
No. None of that.
I didn't say what you thought I said there. But we can swear now, apparently.
Can we? Yeah, I guess we can. It's after 7:30 after the...
I thought
after
the
radio watershed. Radio watershed, 7:30.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, because no one listens to the radio. No one listens to the radio. We can say whatever we wanted here.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's actually listening. Because if you're... sort of age that you'd be listening to the radio after 7:30, you're probably with your partner.
Well, my parents have gone out for a Valentine's meal.
Yeah,
and my sister's
mine have as well.
At rugby, so we definitely don't have anyone listening.
Who's doing rugby on Valentine's Day?
My sister.
Why?
Because it's cool.
It's not really.
Yeah, what are we doing on Valentine's Day? A radio show.
Yeah, but we've got to
entertain
our
listeners.
Keep up our image.
Tell you what,
as a great entertainment.
I'm going to say something to you off air. It's quite funny.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Well, we'll play a song and then Jack, you can tell me that and I'll tell the whole world.
Cool beans.
Great. This is Jenny Was a Friend of Mine by The Killers. That's always a good song, isn't it?
No, I haven't heard it.
You haven't heard the song?
No.
You not heard it?
Don't think so.
Such an amazing tune. Maccabees there with Love You Better from their second album. Their third album's currently on sale.
Yeah, right.
As are all their albums, but they it's kind of new, isn't it?
I'm not a big fan of the Maccabees, to be honest.
You're not?
No.
How about Get a Life?
How about get
a Grip, man?
Get some music taste, yeah?
Wow, Jack.
I know.
Strong words.
It's probably stronger than Get a Life. Get some music taste. Oh my God, how can you say that to me?
Oh my God, Jack. Jack, what sort of accessories do you reckon go with jeans?
Chains, skulls and crossbones, stuff like that.
Yeah, like Ed Hardy sort of stuff. You get those money jeans, can't you, which have like a banknote. You get a banknote in the back of them, on the bum.
Really?
Yeah, a bit pointless.
Yeah. Right.
Well, how about jeans with a built-in laptop?
Whoa! You just blown my mind.
Okay.
Well, how would you use it? You'd have to like stare at your crotch the whole time.
Basically, you've got a keyboard on your. I think it's just a keyboard. I think they've written it wrong on this news item. But it's there's a keyboard on your trowel.
Mm-hmm.
On your trowel. And it's like a split keyboard. And imagine, that's a bit creepy, isn't it? Just like rubbing your legs.
And then people try and use it. And
it's on your thighs.
I tell you what, that would be a good chat-up thing. Hey, do you want to use my computer?
Yeah, you can borrow my computer.
Let me just give you my trousers a sec.
I'll have to take them off to hand them over to you.
Yeah. And you have to take yours off.
As well, just to make me feel less awkward.
Yeah.
That is a stupid idea.
Do you want to use my breast pad?
But it does stop people from putting their laptops on their crotch like I'm doing at the moment.
Yeah,
because apparently that's bad for you because of the heat and stuff and men's
to give you
parts.
Balls.
Yeah, balls.
Testicles, Finn. Use the proper term.
Testes. It's bad for your testes.
Does it? Yeah, but I don't think anyone's ever got cancer from that, surely.
Maybe. Who knows?
I doubt it.
Apparently it's bad for you, so I try not to do it.
How many
maybe
mobile phones?
A keyboard there.
They don't know the long-term effects of mobile phones, so we could all...
No, apparently they've done a study and they're fine.
Oh, cool.
Phew!
Oh, I was losing sleep
over
that.
Right, then. What else did I see on the news? Biggest ever meteorite found on a doorstep. There's a rock that lay on a doorstep for a house for at least 80 years has been revealed as the biggest meteorite ever found in Britain.
Mm-hmm.
And what I think is really cool about meteorites is most of them are the cores of old planets. Can you imagine that?
What are they?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because they're made out of iron and, like, old planets, of course. That's how we know that our planet is made out of iron in the core. It's because
I thought we drilled a hole through the centre of the Earth down to Australia.
No, that's not true. No, that's never happened, Jack.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because the drill would melt.
No.
Yeah.
Not if they had a diamond drill.
No, it would melt.
No, because diamond is a harder substance.
But that doesn't mean it's, like, the least melty.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Because it's got the most complicated...
Who's the geologist here, Jack?
Who got an A in his A star in his chemistry GCSE, Finn?
You did. Who got a B in their geology GCSE, Jack?
I don't know.
Me. I did. And it's more about rocks and chemistry, so I know more than you ever would.
It's more about chemical makeup compound in chemistry. And I know that, let's face it, it's not going to happen, is it?
No.
There's not going to be enough diamonds in the world to drill through the whole Earth.
Yeah, and they'd melt.
If they did drill through the whole Earth and you jump through it and then you came out the other side,
yeah, it'd be a miracle.
Then you just go back down again.
What does it mean to go back down?
Because of gravity.
Gravity.
So you and then you'd eventually end up kind of like pinging.
Jack, you probably should stop talking.
Pinging to a centre in the middle. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I've lost the
will to live.
No, I've lost this.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Right. We've got another song, and then we're going to say goodbye.
Was classic. Yeah, we are, actually.
Yeah, great. But you can't drill a hole through the Earth, man.
No, I know, obviously.
Don't even bother thinking about it, Jack.
I've only got, like, a mile down at the moment.